Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's National and Local Day of Action 2020 Census Press Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, you will have the opportunity to ask questions during the question and answer session, and you may register to ask a question at any time by pressing the star and one on your touch-tone phone. Please note this call may be recorded. It is now my pleasure to turn today's program over to Kristen Voorhees of the Leadership Conference Education Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and thank you everybody for joining this call. I'm Kristen Voorhees with the Leadership Conference Education Fund, which builds public will for federal policies that promote and protect the civil and human rights of all persons in the United States. We are pleased to host a telephone press briefing to announce a National Day of Action on April 1st to elevate the importance of a fair and accurate 2020 census. That day marks 1 year from Census Day, when the census will be in full swing. The census is one of the most important civil rights issues of today, and getting it right is vital for all communities, particularly those hardest to count. This briefing is to update and inform media on planned activities to increase census participation, highlight events for the April 1st Day of Action, and discuss threats facing the 2020 census. Joining us today are Vinita Gupta, President and CEO of the Leadership Conference Education Fund, Lisette Escobedo, Director of National Census Program at NALEO Educational Fund, Terry Almanis, Director of Census and Voting Programs at Asian Americans Advancing Justice, AAJC, Jennifer Edwards, Senior Campaign Director, Digital and Democracy, Color of Change, Julie Emery, Executive Director, Virginia Civic Engagement State Table, and Beth Link, Director of Census Counts Campaign. All speakers will be available to answer questions during our Q&A session. The operator will advise reporters on how you can get in the queue. First, we will hear from Vinita Gupta, President and CEO of the Leadership Conference Education Fund. Vinita?
Great. Thank you, Kristen. Good morning, everyone. I'm Vinita Gupta, President and CEO of the Leadership Conference Education Fund. As Kristen said, the 2020 census is one of the most urgent civil rights issues facing the country. And right now, every person in America has the opportunity to help ensure the count is fair and accurate for all communities. On Monday, April 1st, exactly 1 year from Census Day 2020, when the 2020 census will be in full swing, the Education Fund and our Census Counts campaign are hosting a nationwide day of action. Anyone can join us, either online or in person at a local event near you. The Day of Action is an important opportunity to raise awareness about the upcoming count and to educate communities about how census data impact our daily lives and our voice in democracy. Everyone relies on census data. Census data influenced the allocation of more than $800 billion in federal government resources to states, localities, and families every year. Businesses use census data to determine where to open stores and place offices. And the count also serves as the basis for fair political representation. Historically, the census has missed certain communities, including people of color, urban and rural communities, low-income households, and young children at disproportionately high rates. Being undercounted deprives these communities of political power and private and public resources for things like highways, health care, and education. That's why the Education Fund has invested in the census for decades. In 2010, we worked in 15 target cities and metro areas to identify trusted community-based organizations to serve as local partners and take the lead in organizing and implementing grassroots activities. And today, we are proud to continue working with our partners across the country who are defending the 2020 census and ensuring no one gets left behind. The Census Counts campaign works to educate policymakers and the public about the importance of a fair and accurate census to our communities, families, and children, and to make sure that the Census Bureau has the money and leadership to do the job right. The collaborative campaign effort coordinates our national partners and local partners in 30 states. While the census may have political consequences, its conduct must be strictly nonpartisan and nonpolitical. There should be no sides, and this count is the bedrock of representative democracy. We hope you will join us on April 1st as we raise our collective voices to ensure that every person in America gets counted. Thank you.
Thank you, Vinita. Next, we'll hear from Lisette Escobedo, Director of National Census Program, National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials, NALEO Educational Fund. Lisette?
Thank you so much again. My name is Lisette Escobedo, and I'm the director of the National Census Program at the NELA Educational Fund. We're very excited to partner with Census Council's National Day of Action as we remind our communities that the census is but a mere 365 days away. On Monday, the NELA Educational Fund will be launching its Hágase Contar campaign across the country, where we'll be participating in press events and local community events in California, Florida, the Northeast, and North Carolina. Additionally, we will be launching our bilingual informational website, which is hagaseconstar.org, as well as our national bilingual hotline, which is 877-EL-CENSO. We shared a bilingual toolkit with some of our key community stakeholders, including over 6,000 Latino elected and appointed officials from across the country, which included digital tools and resources to ensure we get the word out far and wide about the fact that the census is coming. And as you may have seen this morning, we've launched a comprehensive partnership with key Spanish language media partners like Telemundo and Intermedia. The NELA Educational Fund's Hágase Contar campaign is focused on ensuring a full census count of Latino populations in hard-to-count communities, including ensuring the full and accurate count of young Latino children, who we know were significantly undercounted during the 2010 census. While we await the final decision on the citizenship question, we know that it is absolutely critical to continue to inform our communities about the importance of the census for the implementation of civil rights laws, distribution of federal funds in our community, and fair representation. We are thrilled to partner with Census Counts in this endeavor because we know that in order to ensure a full count of all of our communities that for so long have been undercounted, it will take all of our organizations working together to reach every single hard-to-count population. We are committed to working tirelessly to ensure Latinx communities are counted and informed. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisette. Now we'll hear from Terry Almanis, Director of Census and Voting Programs at Asians Americans Advancing Justice. Terry?
Thank you. Again, my name is Terry Almanis, Director of Census and Voting Programs at Asian Americans Advancing Justice, AAJC. My organization is part of an affiliation of five organizations. Together, we are an umbrella organization called Asian Americans Advancing Justice with offices in Atlanta, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and here in Washington, D.C. As the Advancing Justice affiliation, we work together at both the national and local levels to help get out the count through raising awareness and educating the Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander communities and motivating them to participate in the 2020 census. We know that our communities are already undercounted based on the previous censuses. The 2020 census is our only chance in a decade to get a full and accurate count of our communities. The Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander community continues to be the fastest growing community. More than 22 million Asian Americans and nearly 1.6 million Native Hawaiian Pacific Islanders live in the United States. And 92% of Asian Americans are immigrants or the children of immigrants. Through our research, we know that 55% of Asian Americans, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islanders have not heard anything about the 2020 census. And the Census Bureau's own research shows that mistrust among communities of color is heightened. We have to do everything in our power to break through that mistrust and get our community to participate in the 2020 census. Next Monday's Day of Action activities is the perfect start of our campaign, as it marks 1 year out from when we need every Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander to fill out their census form. We have a number of actions planned for Monday. For the Advancing Justice affiliation, we are launching our census website, which can be found at countusin2020.org. That's countusin2020.org. We have 8 webinars, planned to release one webinar and blog per hour on April 1st to highlight topics from the origins of the race and ethnicity question to how people are counted in the census. We have produced 7 fact sheets in English and will produce more in language. We have at least a dozen more fact sheets in production to be released in summer 2019 and throughout the rest of the year. We have also produced a national fact sheet and state-specific fact sheets on the census, which can be found on our website. While some fact sheets have been translated into a few languages already, we plan to translate the fact sheets into at least 20 Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander languages. Mm-hmm. The languages include Chamorro, Chinese, both simplified and traditional, Gujarati, Hawaiian, Hindi, Hmong, Japanese, Khmer, Korean, Lao, Marshallese, Nepali, Punjabi, Samoan, Tagalog, Thai, Tongan, Urdu, and Vietnamese. Throughout 2019, we will add to our Get Out the Count campaign with video and print advertising, social media infographics, a podcast series, and local grassroots outreach through our 150-plus community-based organizations. We will continue to advocate on the Hill and with the U.S. Census Bureau, as well as continue to co-chair with Naleo Educational Fund the Leadership Conferences on Civil and Human Rights Census Task Force. This year is critical to the success of the decennial census. The Constitution mandates that every person living in the U.S. must be counted through the census every 10 years, not just citizens. Without an accurate count, valuable dollars that support immigrant and minority communities will be lost, and they will not be represented accurately or served in the way they are constitutionally entitled. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Next, we'll hear from Jennifer Edwards, Senior Campaign Director, Digital and Democracy for Color of Change.
Thank you, and good afternoon to you all. My name is Jennifer, and I'm the Senior Campaign Director at Color of Change. Color of Change has been conducting research to gain a perspective on Black adults' awareness and perceptions on the 2020 census, and we're using the results of that research to develop materials and to launch events soon that we'll engage our members with, some of those beginning next week. So we know that the census is not top of mind for most folks in this country and that there is great threat for our communities to be undercounted for a list of reasons. Our immediate goal is to train and educate the 1.5 million Color of Change members across the nation. We know that when we explain the benefits that census count data has on people's direct communities, Black folks are definitely more inclined to participate. This member training and outreach effort that we're launching next week will focus on why it's important to ensure programs like Medicaid and SNAP and school lunch receive their fair share in each person's cities. We'll also be developing and training these members to become trusted messengers to have public conversations about the census with their friends and family. And they'll generate hundreds of user videos that we'll use to create an engagement around the census and also use them to persuade folks who are skeptical or on the fence on why they should participate. We'll also be equipping our members with the tools to help fight disinformation that will be popping up in their news feeds and on their TV screens. So we'll be asking folks directly to commit publicly to fighting disinformation and propaganda that they see. We want them to report any issues, flags, or unclear information immediately so that Color of Change can flag trends and find ways to intervene, whether that be through our petition, through rapid response campaigns, or direct contact with targets. We'll also be creating distinct pieces of content and fact sheets that addresses the undercount in Black and Latino children, and we'll be sharing those with Black immigrants and Black Americans. We plan to build and scale a hyper-targeted digital ads program that will direct parents and grandparents to take actions related to the census so that they begin to get regular campaign communications around the importance of avoiding an undercount in our communities and in our children's futures. We'll also be preparing our response to the SCOTUS decision, whether that means that we need to double down on explaining how to push forward as a community in the unfortunate event that the question is on the form. We know that that has the potential to significantly decrease responses in Black immigrants. So we want to make sure that we are hyper-targeting folks with communication so that they're translated in languages like Creole, and also making sure that Black Americans know how to reach their friends and families with information with regards to the citizenship question. So I can't express more how grateful we are to be part of the Census Counts campaign, and I look forward to working with you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we'll hear from Julie Emery, Executive Director of Virginia Civic Engagement State Table. Julie?
Hello, again, this is Julie Emery with the Virginia Civic Engagement Table. Virginia is a state that has undergone rapid demographic change in the last decade. We know that we have a lot of work ahead of us if we're going to get a complete and accurate count of all Virginians. There is $174 billion in federal funding at risk for Virginia from the projected undercount in the 2020 census. The Virginia Civic Engagement Table, along with our over 30 partners, have been working on getting all Virginians counted for over a year now. We've created a broad coalition called the Virginia Counts Coalition to make sure that there is the broadest possible outreach to everyone in the Commonwealth. Our April 1st will be focused on asking Virginians to call their delegates and senators in Virginia's General Assembly and ask them to support the governor's request for $1.5 million in funding to make sure every Virginian is counted. Legislators have the chance to do the right thing for Virginia when they reconvene for the veto session on April 3rd. Our kickoff continues with our third annual Virginia Democracy Summit on April 13th in Northern Virginia. While we always focus on those issues that are fundamental to making our democracy work better, this year we will especially use this opportunity to kick off our year-long efforts to make sure every Virginian gets counted. That means rolling out our Pledge to be Counted cards. We'll be working with our partners and other allies to take these cards into every hard-to-count community in Virginia. Those same postcards will be mailed back to these households a year from now, just before the 2020 census officially begins. We'll also be running a digital component of this program. We are committed to doing everything we can to make sure we count every Virginian. Thank you.
Thank you. Lastly, we'll hear from Beth Link, Director of the Census Counts Campaign at the Leadership Conference Education Fund. Beth?
Thank you so much, and thank you to all of our speakers today. My name is Beth Link. I'm the director of the Census Counts campaign here at the Leadership Conference Education Fund. As you've heard on the phone, it's more important now than ever for national, state, and local groups to work together to ensure a fair and accurate count in the 2020 census. We know that the 2020 census will face unique challenges, making it critical that our coalition steps up to ensure that communities are not missing in the 2020 census. We know our communities are in the streets and on the news and even in the polling booths, but if they are not counted in the census, we know communities will find the things that they still need are missing. So our charge to communities on April 1 is that this is the time to get involved. The census counts, and so do you. The Census Counts campaign, as you've heard, is a collaborative effort involving 15 national organizations and growing, as well as working with state partners across 30 states and growing to engage and ensure that the 2020 census is fair and accurate so that our communities do not miss out on the political power that they deserve and the resources that their communities have earned. Our national partners include the Leadership Conference Education Fund, Asian Americans Advancing Justice, Naleo Education Fund, the Arab American Institute Foundation, Faith and Public Life, National LGBTQ Task Force, Partnership for America's Children, State Voices, Color of Change, the National Urban League, the National Congress of American Indians, Arab American Anti-Discrimination Committee, Community Action Partnership, the Fair Immigration Reform Movement, and Ready Nation at the Council for Strong America. We know it's really critical that the census is fair and accurate, and that's why groups nationally are stepping up online and offline, as you've already heard, to take action on April 1. So a couple of things that will be happening with the Census Counts campaign. We'll be seeing folks take charge and participate in a census pledge online at censuscounts.org, which is also a resource for national and local partners to find out more information about how they can get involved in census outreach and education efforts. Across the country, as you've heard, some of the exciting work happening in Virginia and from our national partners on the phone, members of the State Count Action Network will be conducting events around the country to educate and build awareness in their communities about a fair and accurate count. I want to highlight a few events that are happening across the country now. In Colorado, the Together We Count Coalition will be holding a training with a local school district and talking about how to prepare allies for 2020 census participation. In Georgia, Fair Count Georgia, which just launched this week, is opening their new office and will have educational opportunities to talk about why the census is important in Georgia. In Massachusetts, We know that alongside the Secretary of the Commonwealth, William Galvin, Massachusetts Voter Table and the Massachusetts Census Equity Fund will be engaging in a census kickoff event. In Michigan, Be Counted Detroit is holding a census kickoff event, and they'll be educating the public to learn about the city's plan to get everyone counted. In North Carolina, there'll be a Census Recognition Day and an Ethnic Media Roundtable, all brought to you by the North Carolina Coalition for Change. And in Texas, we know that the Better Texas Coalition will be having a press conference at the Texas Capitol building with Better Texas and the House and Senate bill sponsors to engage and advocate around establishing a state complete count commission. And we know the action won't stop on April 1. Groups will be continuing to work. On April 2nd, actually, Voices for Alabama's Children will be hosting an event at their state capitol with over 1,000 children from around the state to advocate for a fair and accurate count and the resources that community groups need to participate and get their communities to participate in the census. So that's just a little bit of everything that's happening on April 1. And if I can leave you with one message, let it be this. We know that our communities will be missing in the 2020 census and get fewer resources and representation than they deserve if the community organizations and civil rights groups don't show up to get out the count. There are no do-overs with the census, and so that's why we're all stepping up and encouraging our communities to step up to get out the count in 2020. Thank you.
Thank you to everybody who spoke. We are now ready to take some questions from reporters. If you have a question for a particular speaker, please indicate who the question is directed to. And operator, can you please provide instructions for asking questions?
Certainly. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touch-tone telephone. You may withdraw your question at any time by pressing the pound key. Once again, to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touch-tone phone. And we'll pause for a moment to allow questions to queue. Question from Lou Chibero with the Washington Blade. Your line is open.
Yes, thank you. Two quick questions. One is just could either of you explain exactly how the census will be taken in 2020, whether it's different than past years? Will households be mailed a questionnaire? Will somebody knock on your door in some way? Or how exactly will it happen?
Yeah. Hi, this is Beth Link with the Census Counts Campaign. I can start that, and Terry or any of the other speakers, if you want to jump in. So the census operations are quite nuanced and complicated, as you can imagine. It's a huge effort to get participation of every person living in the United States, as outlined in the Constitution. It will begin in some states starting in January of 2020, but everyone will be mailed information about how to fill out their census form. We know that 2020 marks the first year where there is an online option, so people will be able to fill out their census online, or they can call a number to fill out their census form if they don't participate in that way. And then some states that have reduced broadband access or deemed by the Census Bureau, a small subset will receive some paper forms. But everyone, if they don't respond, would receive a paper form. And then there is a period which is called non-response follow-up, where the Census Bureau does send enumerators out to people's houses for the people who don't respond.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you then. And I guess the only other question was that you have all referred to communities, particularly immigrants, some of whom may be undocumented. Do you have any advice for those? Are the census takers required to treat everybody absolutely confidentially and not reveal personal information?
Terry, do you want to take that one?
Sure, absolutely. This is Terry Menes from Advancing Justice AJC. Census information, the data collected, are completely confidential. The information cannot be shared with any other federal agency, with a court, or any other person that would actually identify an individual. And so the protections under Title 13 are very strong, and the way that the census is taken, as Beth had mentioned, the best way to avoid having someone come to your house would be to fill out the form, whether it's by, using the paper form, doing it online, doing it over the phone would help to negate the possibility of somebody coming to your door looking for you to fill out the census.
Thank you, and we'll take our next question from Khalil Abdullah with Ethnic Media Service. Your line is open.
Thank you. I had a question about the number of states, given it to 50, and I hear 30 states included in this initiative. So is there a breakdown on the states that are not active in this campaign? And if so, where would that information be found?
Yeah, we can certainly provide a list of states. And just to be clear, the campaign is growing. We're 1 year out from Census Day in 2020 when the census will be in full swing. And so the effort is certainly, we expect to grow, and we're excited to engage folks in all 50 states. I will say priority for the campaign and for many of our partners has been to focus on some of those communities that are traditionally harder to count. So we've really looked to work with local partners in states that have a higher percentage of tracts that are deemed harder to count, or areas that are harder to count for any of the number reasons. And we're particularly looking to engage with and increase participation of traditionally hard to count communities, including people of color, low income communities, families with young children, tribal communities, communities with different languages, and so on. So that has really been the focus of the campaign. But happy to follow up with you on a state list after this.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And we'll move next to Rose Davis with Indian Voices. Your line is open.
Hey, hi. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I thought I only had one question until I started listening to everybody else. First of all, I'm very interested in learning more about how you can help involve the undocumented workers. I'm in San Diego, and I know multitudes of people who would benefit the whole process if they felt more comfortable. Secondly, my original question is about graphics, basically. And are we restricted to using, are there specific logos, are there specific standard wording, you know, wording or anything that it needs to be adhered to as we creatively go along to try and get the word out? And is there standard artwork or anything like that that we're restricted to have to use?
Hi.
So this is Carrie. Follow up on the confidentiality piece. So one thing I failed to mention earlier is that this the Title 13 that protects the data has very strong penalties in place if a sworn employee, Census Bureau employee, for example, were to disclose information. Right. So anybody who violated the confidentiality provisions would actually could be in prison for up to 5 years and could face a fine of $250,000. So this is something that is taken really seriously by the Census Bureau. And as I mentioned, the strongest confidentiality protections in place in our laws apply to census data. So I think that's one thing that we need to, you know, make sure that people are aware of. And frankly, you know, the as I mentioned previously, helping folks understand sort of how to participate in a way that would minimize their contact with the government, I think is also something that we can help push out.
And then just to answer your question about the materials and logos piece, one piece I will refer you, the Census Bureau also obviously has their own materials and logos, and so you can go to census.gov or reach out to their communication staff, but they have a full kind of branding book about the Census Bureau's resources and materials. For the Census Counts campaign, there is a logo and resources there, and many of the partners who are on the phone here or some who are not represented also have state campaigns and parallel efforts with their own resources. So I would suggest going to censuscounts.org, and then you'll be able to see the full list of partners and be able to see kind of all of those different materials and resources. But if there's specific needs for a media kit or anything like that, please perhaps reach out after this and we can help sort that out.
Thank you. We'll move next to Jeffrey Mervis with Science Magazine. Your line is open.
Hi, yes. Thanks for the telecon. I would like any or all of you to comment on the budget situation, in particular what I guess is a $2 billion shortfall from what the community feels is needed in 2020. And what areas do you think are most in need of being bumped up from the request, and how is that going to influence the efforts that you're going to be making in the next year?
Hi, this is Beth Link from the Census Counts campaign. I think, you know, we in the stakeholder community were disappointed at the administration's request and saw that really is inexplicably low. We know that the Census Bureau for their 2020 operations traditionally needs at least double the funding for a year ending in zero. So for 2020 preparations, the estimate is that they will need the resources in a timely way and an adequate way to proceed with census with the 2020 census. So certainly that's something that we're monitoring and watching. One thing I will note is we were disappointed to see that Secretary Ross declined to participate in the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing next week, as that's a critical opportunity for the administration to engage in efforts to advocate for the funding that the Bureau needs. We're continuing to watch this, and I know on both sides of the aisle, Congress has a responsibility to participate or to oversee a fair and accurate count.
And as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question today, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. We'll take our next question from Jerry Tu with Tsingtao Daily. Your line is open.
Hi, this is Jerry from Tsingtao Daily. We just want to know, you guys can talking about how did you leverage the social media to promote the Census 2020, like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you know, and also what I find your board member, whatever we talk today, there's no any minority representative. So can you show us how can you deal with Census 2020 Census for minority people, specifically in California and the New York State? Thank you.
Hi, so I can start. This is Terry Almanis with Asian Americans Advancing Justice, AAJC. So our campaign is focused on Asian Americans, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islanders. We are, of course, working with all the partners on the call today and others from all other communities. But our materials will be focused on the Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander community. We will have materials in language translated. We will be using both online social media platforms as well as on the ground organizing, being at events, having materials printed in language for that can help explain the census process, why it's important to participate and whatnot. You know, we see this as a very critical issue for our community. It is really the only place where we get comprehensive data on our different subgroups, and that is, of course, very critical to our ability to meet the needs of our different community members. So we will definitely be working to provide this information to partners, happy to work in collaboration with media that are interested on this issue for the Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander community.
All right. Thank you.
And also, thank you.
Oh. And then I'll just mention, this is Beth Link, on April 1, folks will be engaging online via Twitter chats and Twitter storms using hashtag countmein. Again, hashtag countmein. So people will definitely be using and utilizing social media.
Yeah, and this is Lizette Escobedo with the Naleo Educational Fund. So we'll actually be doing work in throughout the entire state of California. All of our material, like Terry mentioned, will also be available both in English and Spanish for Spanish-speaking Latino communities. And we'll be delivering a lot of that information via our digital efforts as well in a bilingual format.
We will take our next question today from Aziz Hanifa from India Abroad. Your line is open.
Hello. This question is from Anita and anyone else. Hi, Anita. I'm Aziz Hanifa with India Abroad. Regarding the South Asian American community, including Indian Americans, Bangladeshi, Sri Lankans, etc., after the Trump administration citizen requirement, there has been much concern among the undocumented people in these communities, which I think numbers probably about 250 to 300,000. How do you alleviate their concerns and get them to participate in the census, particularly since they are scared whether in any way identifying themselves or even if it's anonymous, that there is a concern that they could law enforcement could come after them?
Hi. So unfortunately, Vanita had to step out. We can certainly get you a written follow-up quote from Vanita on your question. But in the interim, I did just want to acknowledge we know that obviously the citizenship question presents a challenge for many communities, and in many communities the damage has already been done. These groups on the call and in the Census Counts campaign are committed to ensuring that there's a fair and accurate count in 2020, and that means that we're also advocating for the removal of the citizenship question. And really educating communities about the importance of the census and what it means if communities are not represented in the census. So that's really the focus right now, and certainly monitoring that incredibly closely.
And your name, please, if you could identify yourself.
Oh, absolutely. This is Beth Link from the Census Counts campaign. And I also welcome if any of the other speakers on the line want to jump in too.
And I am showing that we have no further questions today. I'll turn the call back to our presenters for any further or closing remarks.
Thank you. That concludes today's call. Thank you so much for joining us. If you have any additional questions, we can be reached at press@civilrights.org. Thanks. Have a great afternoon.